Welcome to the IR conference call, Q2 report 2008. We'll now hand the conference over to Mr. Mattias Link. Thank you, sir. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much. Good morning, good afternoon to you. Welcome to this Q2 results call of Jungner Wave Technology AG. Please let me shortly introduce to you who will represent the company in this call. We have Mr. Zefeng Chen, Chairman of the Management Board and CEO. We have Mrs. Na Lin, Member of the Management Board and CFO, and Mr. George Li, Head of Investor Relations of the company. Mr. Li will take you through the key financials and highlights of the second quarter. Then Mr. Chen will say a few words on the current business environment and impact on the company's business before we come to a short outlook on the upcoming periods. Then finally, we will have a Q&A session where you will be able to ask any questions you may have. George, may I ask you to go ahead, please?
Thank you very much, Mattias, and good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to join the interim conference call of Jungner Wave Technology. Right now, I will try to give you some financial highlights of the company for the 6 months and also for the Q2 of the company. To give you some reminder, Jungner Wave Technology is a company focused on the manufacturing of both medical waste incinerator and also municipal waste incinerator. The company has been on the public in the German prime standard in the last year, and through this year, the company has experienced tremendous growth. When compared to 2007 and 2008, in terms of the revenue of the company has been growth by 34%. In the Q2, the company revenue increased by 16%, increased from 7.6 million euro to around 8.9 million euro. Increase in the revenue of the company is mainly contributed by the company's successful shift of its sales strategy and development strategies of going from medical waste incinerator to municipal waste incinerator. The medical waste incinerator is used to be very high profit margins, but smaller unit selling price margin and smaller market margin region. The reason why the company would like to switch from medical to municipal is because the company expects to have a much stronger growth in the municipal waste sector, because at this moment in China, there are not much municipal waste incinerator running in China. It was expected there are huge demand for such incinerator in the next 30 years. That's the reason why the company trying to switch from medical waste to municipal waste incinerator starting from 2007 in the second quarter. The revenue has been increased because in this year, the company has been changed from the selling of incinerator to more focus on municipal waste incinerator. In this quarter, in the Q2, the company sold 3 municipal waste incinerator, while the company didn't make any sales for the medical waste incinerator. To give you more information, the company has sold 1,000-ton incinerator. We have sold another 150-ton incinerator and another 300-ton incinerator. So when compared to the previous year, the company sold mainly for the products of 50 to 100-ton incinerator. Our capacity per unit producing is much larger than before. And we are expanding in the future, including the one that we have right now, the Dadong project, which we are manufacturing for 1,000-ton capacity. The company is trying to move more focusly on even bigger size incinerator, which we understand will be the major demand of the China waste management market in the future. So for the profit of the company, if you can see, the company maintain a very stable gross margin, even though they are shifting more of the focus on the municipal waste incinerator, which is used to be a lower profit margin when compared to the medical waste incinerator. However, because the company is managed to improve its technologies and also to make the production more cost efficient, so as a result, we were able to maintain the rather high margins in this quarter. However, if you are looking at the EBITDA margins and also EV margin, you can see the company has been dropped by around 10%. If you can see the detailed breakdown of the profit and loss of the company, you can see the main reason will be the increasing in the administrative expenses and also for the other operating expenses. All these expenses are mainly represent the recurring administrative fee which related to our company being a public company in Germany, and a lot more relevant expenses will be incurred for us from time to time. And while in the Q1 and Q2 of 2007, such expense is not considered to be very material. So you can see the reason why we have been dropped a little bit for the EBITDA margins. However, for the net profit margin, you can see the company is higher than the EBITDA margin. The reason there was mainly contributed from the higher of the financial income from the deposit of the company put in the bank. At this moment, the company has around 94 million of the cash at the bank, and we will try to utilize this cash in the future for investment in the Beijing plant in China, and also for additional projects on the building projects. And going back to the balance sheet of the company, you can see the company maintain a very strong working capital. Although the working capital has been slightly reduced by around 10% to 10 million, the reason will be the increasing in accounts payable for the Daidong project that the company trying to work in progress. And we consider all of these changes are very reasonable for the company, and we expected the continuous increment involvement of the Daidong project will soon be conversion profit to the company within this year, and the tunnel project is also expected to be completed at the in the mid of the next year. And for the order intake and order backlog and the progress on the new order generation of the company, in this period, you can see from the table of the company, the order intake in the Q2 of the company has been dropped by 40% from 10.8 million to 6.5 million. The significant dropping of those order intake is mainly because of the Olympic Games in China, because from time to time, if we are going to conclude the negotiation with the government and the building operator, they need to get consent from the government for the land approval, and especially the government provide them the free land to set up a project. So during the period, because most of the Chinese government officers has been switched their focus to the Olympic Games, and they're trying to all these projects and negotiation process has been slightly delayed. But we really expect that all these projects will soon be resumed even very quickly, because even you can see the Prime Minister of the Chinese government has been, after the Olympic Games, they have been go visits to the other country, and he also again and again emphasized in China, we must promote the clean energy in China. So we strongly believe that the environmental pollution and recurring standard and the situation in China on the environmental protection promotion will not be slowing down after the Olympic Games, and they will even pushing higher pressure on it. So we believe the order intake will resume quickly in the Q3 and also in the Q4. But at the same time, if you can see, we still have a large sum of the order backlog, which we believe will be sufficient for the company to meet our revenue projections in the 2008, which is around 50 million in euro. And so to give you some idea on the general development of the company, for the Beijing factory, because of the Olympic Games, the China government requests the company to, well, actually all of the construction sites in the Beijing to stop by around 2 months. And so our project has been delayed accordingly, but our company has been managed to arrange those of the forecasting projects or projects in the progress to be subcontracted to the outsider. So we believe that the Beijing factory will be completed its constructions in the Q1 of 2009. And at the same time, we believe that such delay in the Beijing factory will not significantly affect our production capacity, because we, from our current estimation, most of our very like a space demanding process can be allocated to the subcontractors, which will not significantly affect our sales in the future. The company is right now having 4 BOD contracts signed, and we have 2 signed in the Q2 during the year. And all of these projects are signed, are keeping in a rather good progress. And we really expect that 1 or 2 projects will start to recognize its revenue in the Q1 of 2009, say for the Feichen and the Xinhua Kelan project. They will soon be recognizing in our revenue in the next, in the beginning of the next year. While for the Xinjiang Sanxi and the latest signed contract for the Laoshui, these 2 projects are newly signed with better terms when compared to the one that we submitted for the IPO, and all of these projects has started to sell the subsidiary for their independent management and fund processing, and we will expect that they will recognize revenue or complete their process to start the operation in July to August of 2009. And even more encouraging in this quarter will be we have applied successfully from the Chinese government for the postdoctoral research station. This station is something very special for the Chinese enterprise, because it represents the government is willing to assign a lot of postdoctoral grading expertise to locate in your factory in order to work together for the new R&D development of new technologies to apply for the waste management. This is a very, very difficult qualification that we can obtain from the central government, and only the sizable factory or even the university can allow them to set it up in the and approved by the government. So our company in the future, we will make use of this research station to apply funding from the government for the research, and also make use of their talent to research some new technologies to apply to our products and even for external sales. And in the next sessions, I will allow Mr. Chen to give some brief idea on the business development and business environment. And later on, I will conclude the summary and also the outlook of the company. By then, we'll be going to the Q&A sessions. 陈总，你可以现在介绍一下大概那个企业环境跟那个发展。
哦、oh, ，OK，
那我来翻译一下。
好嘞，好嘞。这个就是现在哈、哦，就是这个所有的这个就是我们这个 A 类的人士啊，包括专家、啊、都是觉得这个中国的环保哈、哦，就是走上一个快速发展的一个高峰期了。啊，特别是垃圾焚烧呢，那是从去年的这个中央啊、哦，这个政府啊，这个中央政府这个节能减排的这个政策出来以后呢，现在呢这个纷纷呢要上的是非常多啊，现在这个准备要上的是非常多啊，所以公司的整个产业的这个从政府啊，包括这个整个的经济政策来讲哈、啊，特别是现在中国的能源跟那个啊环保问题很严重，所以说是对于公司是非常有利的。你可以先把这个跟讲一下哈、啊。
So thank you very much to join our conference call, and I'm happy to share with you some of my experience and knowledge on business development to you right now. And during this, instead of coming into the 2008, there were a lot of expertise and professional belief and see that there we have a rapid growing, very fast growing of the environmental protection sector in China. The environmental protection sector has been largely encouraged by the central government, and the central government even put a very strong emphasis on not only for the energy crisis problem and also for the environmental pollution problems. And as a result, a lot of the new measure has been released to and even implemented to promote the environmental protection sector and especially for the waste management sector. 可以了。
OK， 那么从公司自己本身，我们本身来讲呢，现在就是说这个明显感觉到，就是正好就是各地政府来参观考察，跟邀请我们公司去这个当地政府跟他洽谈的也是越来越多了。但是现在公司的事很有选择的了，你要邀请我们去，我们希望当地政府要把基础工作做好，或者说来考察，我们也要当地要了解当地政府确实是这个意向比较强烈的，因为要不然这个接待都接待不过来，因为太忙了。 所以说公司的整个这个市场的环境来讲是对公司是非常有利。那公司呢，现在呢，这个对于业务也是有所选择的，就是说这个公司也调整了方向，希望能够做越来越大型的，不想再去就是说小的项目会尽量的这个往大的项目去发展，这是公司的一个很重要的战略方向啊。
So there is for the company itself. From our experience, we see that there are lots of government officers coming to visit our factory and propose us for different kind of the projects for negotiation. But our company has becoming more selective on only the good projects, and we are now having a very good positions and even more reputable in China to select only those good projects that we want to join in. So before the government is coming, right now we're trying to approach for the government, which will be providing more solid inquiry, and also they have a rather comprehensive technology background before we are further negotiating or discussing on those projects. But on the whole, we see that from the perspective of the government, the market is very hot right now, and there are much more projects in the market that the company will be able to select and pick some very good projects from there.
可以。那么这个另外一个呢，就是公司的战略哦，就由此也做出了一些调整，就是我们主动放弃了一些小的订单，然后要主要是做一些大的订单哈。那么呢，在生产上面呢，我们可能要把北京基地呢，主要是做成要做到很大型的，啊，就是今后要做大型设备的。 就是说，买个订单都相对比较大的这样的一个单位调整。那么这个北京今后可能就是做一些这个炉排啊，或者高端的这个。那么第二种，从技术来讲啊，公司现在呢也开始在开挖多种更新的技术，包括呢我们申请的博士后工作站，这个在中国都是非常少的。 就是说，政府的博士后工作站放在咱们企业，另外最近我们也在引进了一些德国的专家哈，正在这个可能几月份会到，现在还没有最后定，可能几月份会到哈。那么呢，这个公司也会跟欧洲的其他一些技术，这个像瑞士啊什么都正在积极的接触，所以说在技术开发跟人才引进这方面呢，这个公司也是往这方大型化的、大型化订单大的这个方向去走哈。
So the company is trying to strengthen our strategies by we give up some of the small size order, but we're trying to focus more on the bigger size order. And this is what we want to achieve from the Beijing factory, that in the future, the planning of the Beijing factory will be focusing mainly on the bigger size order. And in terms of the technologies improvement, it was very, very encouraging to have the postdoctoral research station to be established in our factory. And also at the same time, the company is trying to invite more expertise from Germany. And well, actually, there is a solid plan for the for the first set of the expertise will be joining our company in September. And but however, all of these technologies, research station, and expertise will still be focusing on the R&D of large size incinerator, which is what we really want, what we want to achieve in the future for our future strategies. Okay. 好，陈总可以啊。哦，好。有没有其他补充？啊？有没有其你有没有其他补充？
大体来讲，就是说公司呢对于整个的市场环境还是非常看好。 那么公司现在的整个战略也是有所选择哈。那么其除了这之外，就是 BOT 的项目哈，这 BOT 四个已经开始签了，现在正在紧锣密鼓的去推动。另外的两个项目，因为由于当地政府的选址，就是它的地址选址没有选好，所以这个政府因为受到奥运会的也受到奥运会一些影响啊，就所以政府推动项目比较慢。我们现在呢，可能会做一些调整，那么有可能会上更大的，就是说这个项目放弃，我们要上一些更大型发电的，啊，现在已经跟其他的两个政府在谈了，就是可能我们会出项搞一些大型的，啊，就是公司的投资也是会的这样子的，今后的公司的投资的方向也是要搞大型 BOT 代发电的这样子的，现在已经有比较确切的啊一些城市跟我们在这个了，啊，这也是这个，这就会比周口的项目更大，也会比原来我们准备在桂林上来的更大。桂林这个项目是因为他当地选的这个地址刚好是跟在航空飞机机场的边上，说机场呢不允许烟囱建那么高哈，航空它有个管理权，所以说这个地一直重新选地一直来选不好，选不好我们就准备要换到另外一个城市去，有可能会一个很好的城市哈。现在已经跟两个城市谈的意向很好了，就是估计呢在这个短时间之内啊，就是说我们在接下去这一两个 A 之内可能就会定下来哈。
So, to update the BOT projects, the four BOT projects that the community scientists are on the right track and they are working in a very good progress. And however, the company has promised to sign another two BOT projects very shortly because the original project, say for the Wuxiang and Guilin Guangxi, which are the projects that the company originally want to sign before the end of this year.However, for these projects, the China government has been quite slow in response to select the land for the right places to set it up. So, and especially because of the Olympic Games, because the government is not really focused on selecting the right place for these projects, which delayed the project for quite a long time. And at the same time, we see a lot of the other good opportunity.And the size are even bigger, and they are also required for the power generation. So this is very optimistic that the company will be approaching the other two cities right now to sign in another two BOT projects and give up the current two one. And by then, we'll be able to build this up, bigger size BOT projects, and we hopefully in the future,We will also be building more of the BOT projects which with the power generation capacity, and we believe the next BOT projects, two BOT projects, will be signing within 2 to 3 months. 好了
Okay.
So I try to summarize the result and the outlook of the company. The company has a rather prospective profit growingin the first half of 2008 when compared to 2007 and the future margin development of the company we will still stick to the outlook for 2008 because we believe that more of the profit generation will be coming in the second quarter especially for the Datong project which we didn't realize in the first quarter but we believe that the Datong project will soon be recognizing its profit in the second quarterAnd for the outlook for 2009, we expect Zhongda Group will still enjoy the same encouraging pieces of growth with the completion of the second production facility in Beijing. And we'll receive even more bigger size order. And the target of the company is to generate revenue from those projects, which with the power generation capacity, in order to generate an even bigger size profit for the growth.So, in the remaining session, I will hand over to Matthias and going through the Q&A sessions. And if you have any questions about the company, please don't hesitate to let us know. Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much, George. Thank you very much, Mr. Chen, for the detailed explanation. So, now we are ready to take your questions.
Thank you.
Okay.
If any participants would like to ask a question...Please press the star followed by the one on your telephone. If you wish to cancel your request, please press the star followed by the two. Your questions will be polled in the order they are received. There'll be a short pause while participants register for a question. Once again, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star followed by the one on your telephone. The first question comes from Mr. Stefan Wolf. Please state your company name followed by your question.
Yes, good morning, everybody. I'm Stefan Wolf, Salotman. Firstly, I'm sorry if I will ask something that you have explained earlier. I was entering the conference call a bit too late. But first question is regarding your outlook for the full year 2008. You're guiding for a top line of 50 million and a net margin of 45. Looking to what you have achieved already after 6 months on the very bottom line level, that's a net margin of 61%. So is your guidance for full 2008 just extremely conservative, or will there something happening in the second part of 2008 which will burden your net margin that significantly? That was the first question. Second question is regarding the new factory in Beijing. You planned to start operations there originally in August 2008. There have been some delays due to the Olympic Games. You have explained that. So what's your new schedule here? Perhaps you can give us a short update.
Okay, thank you very much. Maybe I can give you some brief answer if you feel there you need more questions, but then I will pass your question to Mr. Chen or Ms. Nina. But I think basically the reason why we set the debt, we set it up for the annual forecasting of the 50 million in the revenue and also for the rather low profit margin is because from our original forecasting, we are expected to include the 1,000 ton capacity Daitong projects in our original sales and our net profit. And these projects will soon be realized in the third quarter and the fourth quarter. And these projects, as we communicate before in our report, the project is assumed to be a lower margin project, which for the smaller size project, the projects can be saved with a gross margin of 65 to 70% gross margin. For Daitong projects, the project will only have 50 to 55% the margin because of its big size. So we expect that because we are still working on this project and actually some cost has been incurred, and we understand that we will still need to stick to our original forecasting that this project we have a little bit less margin and normal small size order. And as a result, even though we believe we will be increasing our revenue up to 50 million in the full year's result, we may still need to lower our margin forecasting because of these projects. For the Olympic Games, for our Beijing factory, which the construction progress has been affected by the Olympic Games, we believe that we may resume. We will need to resume our production in the resume our constructions in the next month, starting in the October and the November. By then, we may still need to take around 2 to 3 months to have all of the basic foundation and construction completed in January to February. But after that, we may still need to work out some of the machinery purchase, insulation, and also for some part of the interior decoration, which we expect the company will not be later than March or April to have it fully operate. So this is the whole plan and the schedule of the company. But we will push very hard to make sure if we can do it even quicker, then we will do it. But on the reserve side, we already negotiated some of the subcontractor who they able some of the big size order for us, for part of the order for us, and the small size or the small part of this big size order, it will still be allocated to Fujian for to continue the productions. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Once again, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star followed by the one on your telephone. And to cancel your request, please press the star followed by the two. So there appear to be no further questions.
Okay, thank you very much for joining the conference call.
Yeah, thank you very much for taking the time and for listening to the Q2 results. And, well, I see we have another question now.
Yes, sir. Stephen Dang, please state your company name followed by your question.
你好，管理层，陈总，您，林总，你好，George，我想问一下，我们这个其他这个 other operating expense 里面是些什么数字？因为好像感觉这个一下子增加的蛮多了。您呢，我来简单讲一下吧，因为那个在那个
other operating expense 在那个其实都是100%是德国公司里边的费用。 都是关于上市公司的费用，德国里边的那个母公司里边是把它 other operating expenses， 反正所有的费用都放在那个这个关于上市的费用啊、审计费用啊，全都放在这个费用里边。所以你对比呢，以前呢觉得比较多，为什么以前没有了？因为以前关于上市的费用，我们都基本发了，已经把它不放在我们的那个 sales process 里边扣出来了。所以我们对去年里面上市关于的费用都没有放在费用里边。 其实今年必须要把它，因为是 recurring 的，每一年都发生的，就放在那个费用里边。嗯哼。George,
would you please be kind and repeat the answer in English, please?
Okay. Mr. Zhang, would like to check the reason why we have such a high other operating expenses for the company in this period, because if you can see the other operating expenses is up to like a 664 when compared to the last year, which is minimal. But my answer will be the reason will be like. We have a Germany holding company, and this amount solely represents all of the listing or like a recurring maintenance of the company as a public company, the relevant expenses that we recorded in these other operating expenses. All of these are expenses related to the holding company. And in the last year, the reason why we don't have such expenses because we are not a listed company, and all of the listing expenses related to the listed company has been capitalized and deducted to our merger reserve in 2007. As a result, you don't see such expenses in last year, while you will see such relevant expenses in this year.
So George, does that mean we will have €2 million euros for the whole year for the other expense?
It may not be doubling the expenses in the Q1 because majority of the expenses are incurred for the AGM, etc. So that amount is rather substantial.
So how is the level for the whole year?
I don't have that figures in the moment because I think that it will not be double, but say like my estimation will be like 60% or 70% more than the current level.
Mm-hmm.
Because we understand
that
the current
also,
amount. Sorry.
I noticed that the SG&A also increased more than the revenue increase. So that means we actually have some expense occurred for Datong project, but either we didn't record the Datong project in the revenue. So the selling expense and the G&A so grows much faster than the revenues.
That portion is not pretty much, but we incur some of the relevant expense, and if you can see from our construction in progress, we have increased a lot on that one because of increasing in capitalization of the expenses. And part of the expenses to increase in administrative expenses, but that should not be too much. If they are directly relevant to the projects of the Datong projects, then they are all capitalized.
Okay, so SG&A to the sales proportion is around 9.5 for the first half of 2008. So what level will we reach for the whole year?
You mean, I'm sorry, do you mind saying it again?
Selling and administration expense mm-hmm. proportion to the total sales is around 9.5%.
Mm-hmm.
For the first time, 08. So what kind of ratio we will reach for the whole year?
I think the selling and administrative expenses, if you are including also the other operating expenses, the percentage will be quite similar to the one that we have in the Q2 because in the future, the expenses capitalized by the Dighton projects, they will be converging as cost of goods sold instead of putting in again in the selling and administrative expenses. So the level of the selling expenses will not be affecting in the future, not because of the Dighton projects.
Mm-hmm. I see. Thanks.
Okay.
Thank you once again. If you would like to ask a question, please press the star followed by the one on your telephone. There appear to be no further questions.
Okay, so if there are no further questions, thanks again for taking the time. And, well, we're looking forward to staying in contact with all of you. And if you have any questions afterwards, we're happy to speak to you and to answer them afterwards. So thanks very much and have a good
thank
day.
Thank you very much. Take care. Thank you.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This does conclude today's presentation. Thank you for participating. You may now disconnect.